And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the studio with Captains Art Taylor and Mike Totter from The Searcher. We're going to be talking some great fishing here. You stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great day, man. This today is going to be fun. It's very rare that we get to have the entire team in the studio.
Searcher Sport Fishing.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one, man.
Indeed, no doubt about it. Second to the last show of 2019 and starting a new decade here. Of the decade, too,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, right.
How about that?
Pretty cool.
So pretty exciting to start it, to finish it out with Captain Art Taylor and Captain Mike Totter. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, boys?
Morning.
Great to have you guys. Mike, your first timer here on Let's Talk Hookup. They got you too busy running the boat, right?
Yeah.
It's very rare that we get to see Mike without a pair of extra tufts on, you know, bringing people up the dock and bringing people back down. So pretty cool to get to have you in the studio.
Yeah, well, great to have you. And Captain Art, things have, you guys have been busy. We were just talking about the haul out you just recently did. And there's some really cool YouTube video at searchersportfishing.com. About how you haul the boat out, and you haul it out a little bit different than some of the other boats, right? That you see around.
Yeah, it's a traditional cradle style, kind of like taking the boat out with a trailer, basically. And it's just better for the boat overall. It rests solely on the keel with some side blocks rather than put it in slings. The slings of a travel lift kind of give the boat a big bear hug and.
Yeah.
And so this is overall, it's better for the boat.
Better for the boat.
It's like seeing a 95-foot skiff coming out of the water.
That's right.
It's
yeah.
pretty cool.
It's very cool that it's Search for Sport Fishing Rod on the front there, trip report. You'll see the video, short video, to check out how they haul it out up in San Pedro.
Yeah, Al Larson Boat Shop. They've been around for, I don't know, 60 or 70 years. And
wow.
They do a great job for us.
Yeah, that's cool. Good to have that behind you for the year, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It was great. You know, the Coast Guard inspection, and every 5 years we have to take fasteners out of the hull to inspect anywhere on the fasteners. So that we took 8 fasteners out, and I'm sure that a few of those fasteners were 50 years old, and
wow.
they were really they weren't pristine, but they were. I wouldn't have had any trouble putting them back in, put it that
really?
Way.
Really?
Wow, no
yeah.
kidding.
That's
even though
impressive. That's
we
cool.
put brand new fasteners, you take old fasteners out, you put brand new fasteners in. But they came out, and the Coast Guard commented on it too, how awesome the shape the fasteners were. Now, some of the ones up in the bow where we've done work recently refastening the boat were, you know, practically pristine, but the ones in the stern where we haven't done a lot of refastening were in just phenomenal shape. So it was
cool.
great. Yeah,
certainly a good way to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Searcher, right?
Yeah. It's, you know, I'm just starting to get a grasp of the magnitude of 50 years of service for that boat.
And unbelievable.
So actually the actual anniversary is May of 2020, it'll be 50 years. That's
50 years.
The anniversary of its launch date. So
that's pretty awesome.
But yeah, it's pretty huge when you think about how many people have been on there and how much fish has been aboard that boat.
No
and,
kidding.
And could that boat
how many
go
miles?
Could that boat go another 50 years?
If it's taken care of, I don't see why not.
It's amazing how what incredible shape it is, and that's due to your diligence in keeping the boat in pristine shape.
And, you know, you got to hand it to Dittmar and Donaldson and Bill Poole. You know, they built it right.
Right.
They, you know, it was built the right way to last.
What's it like, Mike, to run such an iconic vessel as the Searcher, huh?
You know, it's pretty cool. It's definitely, you know, something new for me, but it's pretty cool, you know, when, especially when, you know, we pull the boat out of the water and they, I think last year they took a third of it down to bare wood, and, you know, the seams on it are so tight you can't even find them. So it's
so cool. I dig that.
Taken care of very well.
Yeah. Construction is what, Art? Mahogany?
Yeah, it's mahogany plank.
Plank.
Yeah. So, and it's double plank, so there's
double plank.
The hull is 2 inches thick, so
wow.
it's two one-inch planks.
Unbelievable.
And then it's glued and screwed with silicon bronze fastening.
Uh-huh.
So on the outside, it's glued to the frames, you know, like the skeleton.
Yeah.
And then on the inside, it's fastened. The outer plank is glued to the inner plank and screwed from the inside. So
wow.
It's a tank.
It's a tank. It's not going anywhere.
And the ride, I was just going to say, too, the ride of a boat of that construction is just so much softer and nicer, and it's
quieter.
Not jarring when it comes into the water. It's just
the
boat rides so good. It always has.
Oh, yeah.
It's a unique ride that the Searcher has, and it's
true.
Very comfortable should weather happen. You know, it's just that softer, smoother entry. I love it.
And it's like any other boat. You know, when it's choppy, you're gonna have some motion, and it rolls around pretty good. You know, I mean, it's the, you know, the famous Dittmar snap roll that.
Yeah.
But you know, it's built that way.
Yeah.
And it's a great boat.
But when you're in weather, going uphill, man, that boat is solid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a solid ride. They couldn't. Could they build a boat like that today? Or
certainly.
Just, yeah, but it would just be cost prohibitive, right?
Yeah. I don't know what the replacement cost would be in the millions. Just because, you know, one of those, you know, a 4-inch fastener, I think, is $5 or $6 a piece now.
And how many fasteners are in that hole?
Well, there's thousands. So,
yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and then what about a plank of mahogany, right? A 1-inch plank of mahogany. What would that cost?
I don't know what the board feet would be. But it's like in the thousands of board feet.
Oh, yeah.
So it'd be expensive. Yeah.
it'd be
I don't think you're doing that.
Yeah, most expensive boat in the fleet if they ever had to build it again, right? But so there's pretty, speaking of the 50th anniversary, there's a pretty exciting thing happening on January 11th, Saturday, January 11th, right?
Yeah, January 11th, we're having a kind of an open house, tackle day, tackle seminar, meet the crew, tour the boat. You know, we're going to have seminars and a tour of the wheelhouse and, you know, some casting lessons. And so, you know,
hors d'oeuvres, refreshments.
Yep, and giveaways and that sort of thing. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, thanks to Rick and Doug, they're going to have a 10% discount for participants. And up in the shop there, they're going to have a do-it-yourself wire leader building station. So it'll be spread out. And, you know, we thought, well, we'll invite 100 people. Well, we got 100 RSVPs. So,
like instantly already.
Yeah, and we're opening up 20 spots today. To add 20 more spots, so anybody Talk Hookup listener responds to searcher at searchersportfishing.com via email, and then the first 20 people will be added to the list for January 11th.
Wow, okay. That's cool. So it's sold out. The event is sold out, but for our listeners only, the first 20 this morning, that email searcher at searchersportfishing.com and say, hey, I want to RSVP for the Saturday, January 11th free event. It's free.
Yeah, it's free, from 9 to 2. Yeah.
And so from 9 to 2, free event. First 20 get in.
That's correct,
That's pretty cool. Yeah, searcher at searchersportfishing.com. So that's pretty nice. So tips, techniques, tour the boat.
Meet the crew. We have a family of five that are coming out on a day and a half trip. It'll be their first time coming on the boat. So they're going to come down and check out the cabins and pick a cabin to stay in.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm sure we're going to have, you know, anglers that come out with us and maybe they, you know, their wife or their husband don't have a clue as to what they're doing. You know, honey, I'm going on a 3-day trip. I'll see you Monday afternoon or something like that. And so it's a chance for, you know, to bring spouses down and show them the boat that they're going fishing on for 3 days. So.
And your chef will be whipping up some hors d'oeuvres.
Dan and Mike will be there.
A sample of a little of the cuisine that you might enjoy on the searcher.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how cool do you get to talk to the guys? Like, you can have Mike show you know, how to pin on a bait, or, you know, I'm really into wanting to catch a fish on a Colt Sniper. I heard all about it, and what's the right rod and reel and size, and it's just a cool opportunity to get in depth with all the guys when they're not busy also trying to find you fish. I mean, it's going to be a really fun day.
Yeah, no, that sounds like fun. So Saturday, January 11th, 20 people more. Only Let's Talk Hookup listeners by emailing searcher at searchersportfishing.com this morning. I'm sure those spots will go quickly. So
that's correct.
Yeah, they'll jump into it. But as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about. We haven't even ventured into the 2019 season on the searcher here.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be a really fun one. So stoked to have both Mike and Art in here. Going to be a really fun day. Lots of great information. And not only that, but a killer prize, too, that we're giving away to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. It's a double trip bonus prize. So one lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to get to go fishing on a full day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. And they're also going to win a pair of half-day passes for two to go fishing on the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Two different trips.
How cool is that?
So you get a Liberty trip and a Daily Double and go fishing with Freddie and the gang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great opportunity. Great prize pack for one lucky caller. If you want to get your shot at winning that great trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to Captain Art, Captain Mike, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. 888-288-0973. It's going to be a very busy morning with such great guys in here this morning. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therez rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therez is the trick, and that's where we come in. With more experience and expertise on long range fishing than anyone, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will expand your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home, as a factory-authorized Yamaha service center. When Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a good time in the studio this morning. Both Mike and Art in here from the Searcher. Talking fun. Pretty cool day.
Yeah,
man.
Indeed. Mike, we're nearing the end of 2019 here, very near the end. And how would you size up that fishing aboard the Searcher in 2019?
I think we had a pretty good season there. We got our permit to go fish Guadalupe back. That was pretty good, pretty good experience for me, being able to run some trips down there.
Yeah, Guadalupe's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite places to go fish in the you know, our part of the world.
Yeah. Do you have some trips that really stand out? Do you have a trip that like, oh, man, we really got them on that trip, or that was really a great trip, great group of people, all that. Do you have any standouts?
I wouldn't say that one trip really stands out, except for probably the first one I ran, which ended up being there to Guadalupe.
Yeah, the first time.
Yeah, that's probably going to be my most memorable one from this year. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And the last one that you ran that was all the Wahoo off of Kelps, that was...
Whoa, what was that?
Just call him lucky, you know?
Yeah. Well, that was...
Ultra-limited load trip and 50 Wahoo on the first day. And
really?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Wow. That's...
You tell him.
Yeah.
Mike, tell him about it. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, we were headed on our way down to the ridge, and we were a little behind the rest of the boats, and, you know, first thing in the morning before the sun came up, spotted a kelp there in the gray light, and I think we had 8 Wahoo off of it. So we decided to pull them back a little bit and look around, and ended up finding a nice line of kelps, and made a day out of it.
That's so
caught
cool.
Caught our limited Dorado and about 50 Wahoo, I think.
Sweet.
How many people do you guys take on that style of trip, that ultra limited trip?
14 people is our load.
That's it. Yeah. Wow. Those must be fun.
They are.
I'll bet, man.
Do you have some times where you have to get people rousted to get out, back out on the rail? Get your butt back out on the rail there. Come on. We need to catch some fish.
You know, they come out to come, you know, to go fishing, so most of them are pretty into it. But a lot of people just come to hang out, you know, so sometimes you got to give them a little kick in the butt to...
Yeah.
come on, get out of here. They're biting, you know.
Yeah, come on. Let's go. Those have been hugely successful for your heart.
They have, yeah. And it's a kind of a laid back, low key experience, you know, with just 14 people. It's they're great trips. They really are.
Yeah,
they're successful
thing,
and
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just can't imagine because the search are so big, and it's not like you guys take a lesser amount of crew. I mean, it's the same. It's the same crew, it's the same boat, it's the same staterooms, but with 14 people, I can't imagine.
Yeah, that's the, you know, the number 14 is we have 14 cabins, so everybody gets their own cabin.
Everybody gets their own cabin.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Now, we also have a Let's Talk Hookup trip coming up in a day and a half. I'm looking at the schedule at searchersportfishing.com, and we have a couple of Let's Talk Hookup day and a halves, our traditional day and a halves.
What have we been doing that for... 25 years now or something like that. Yeah,
one in July and one in
September.
One in September, and they're very, very popular trips.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Space available now, and your schedule is already filling up quickly.
It is. Yeah, the fall's doing really well. And
your limited load trips are doing really well.
Yeah,
yeah.
People are rebooking from trips that they were on last year. So.
Yeah, and so are you going to be doing Guadalupe again?
Well, we're going to apply for a permit.
Yeah.
You know, that process starts April 1st is when you can, that's the window opens for applications.
Uh-huh.
And we feel pretty confident that we're going to get it. But, you know.
You don't know
we'll
until
see.
It's in your hand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So hopefully by the end of June, beginning of July or something like that, then they'll issue those permits to us again.
Speaking of Guadalupe, Mike, how does that differ, like, fishing there? You know, obviously you guys had a really good year of yellowfin tuna fishing up here, you know, around Clemente and below, and there was really good fishing. How does the fishing differ from up here offshore to fishing down there on the anchor and drifting around?
It's a lot more structure-oriented down there. It's definitely a different style of fishing from not just from the... You know, being at the rail standpoint, but from actually finding the fish, you know, we had a few circumstances this year where we had to make a decision on whether to go down there or stay up here because the local fishing was so good.
Yeah,
that was a wild time. Like it got to a point in the latter part of the season, the yellowfin were so big at home. It's the same size, but they're closer, and you don't have sharks to deal with. And
and the bluefin fishing up here was. So good, you know. So
spend
a couple days up here, days up here fishing.
That's
that,
pretty
and
cool.
Run down there and try to catch a couple of trophy yellowtail or something like that.
So did you have a couple trips like that where you did a little combo trip?
I can think of one off the top of my head. We stayed up and fished a local yellowfin and bluefin for a day and a half or something, and we left mid-morning on our third day, I believe it was, and spent that day looking and traveling down, and spent 2 days down at the island, or 3 days at the island, 2 days pretty much focusing on this trophy yellowtail.
Wow.
That's cool.
Nice. Did you get them?
Yeah, we had some pretty good days down there, you know. Yeah. The hook to land ratio isn't
yeah. good on those. I don't know what it is down there, but those things are so tough, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty mean.
I mean, they're just mean, and there's a lot of structure, and
yeah,
like you say, the hook to land ratio is
yeah.
low.
Yeah. Fishing 100 pounder. Still getting
even
rocked.
Fishing 100 pound, you're yeah. still pulling. And what always amazes me is how can they pull drag off a reel that's totally pinned down, right? How do they do that?
They're tough.
There's not tackle alive that, you know, so when a yellowtail that's over 30 pounds has its head pointed back into the rock that he knows is home, like, there's not tackle yeah. that exists that stopped that thing from getting back in
won't
there.
Stop them.
They're
no.
pointed the wrong direction. They're probably going to get there.
Yeah. Well, hey, phones are packing up. You want to get your chance at a trip on the Liberty and a trip on the Daily Double. That's right. One caller is going to get both trips, a one-day full-day trip on the Liberty and 2 half-day fishing for two aboard the Daily Double at Point Loma Sport Fishing. Here's your chance, 833-288-0973.
All right, well, let's jump into the phones. Again, everybody's excited to talk to the boys, and why don't we start it off this morning with Hills, who's calling us from Ventura. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Happy New Year, everybody.
Same to you.
Happy New Year.
Morning.
I wanted to ask the guys, the captains, some advice on technique. I was a couple weeks ago fishing with small gear for those yellowfin that were really nice at the butterfly, and I was using toriums and tranks, and I got 7, and there was a gentleman on the boat that got 14, so we had full boat limits, and so everybody went home with fish, and it was fantastic, up to the high 30s on these yellowfin. But my specifically, with these star drag reels, is it a proper sound technique to slowly tighten your drag as you go? Because the gentleman that got 14 said that was what he did, and he was very patient. And he caught 14 all on a Revo with 25-pound test, and he got fish up to, you know, about 38 or something, and it was very impressive.
Wow.
And he said by the time he was had him to color, he was almost completely pinned down. And just wanted to ask you guys about that.
Sounds like your technique is good if you got 7.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure I would change things.
I'm
an advocate of having your drag set for the line class that you have before you cast a bait so that you don't have to think about your drag. You know, it should be set correctly for the line class before you cast a bait. I don't know. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to kind of have to go with Art on that one. I think you shouldn't have to tighten it as you're fighting a fish if you're using a star drag.
If you're using the proper
proper drag setting.
Yeah. And the downside of that is that sometimes you could put too much pressure on that fish, pull the hook, break the line. You know.
Yeah, you don't, you know, if you're adjusting your drag as the fish is running, you don't know how tight you're making it. So,
yeah.
So you know, then there's a chance of breaking it off because you went just a little bit too far on the setting. So,
yeah,
I would, you know, set the drag for the line class that you have. Now, you know, if you wanted to give it a little extra when the fish is straight up and down and at color, you could certainly do that, but you know, with the star drag, you know, there's no defined setting like a lever drag, mm-hmm. right, Rick? I mean, it's, you know, if you're going to go above strike on a lever drag, then you can quantify what the increase is going to be.
Yeah.
Whereas a star drag, I mean, are you turning it an eighth of a turn, or,
yeah.
you know, there's no
you
real way.
Know.
So,
and maybe just as importantly, when you hopefully do land that fish and you go back to catching the next one, you don't know where it was that you started from either with a star drag. Where a lever
exactly.
drag, you go right back to strike and the drag's in the same spot.
Yep.
So I would talk to the crew, you know, and get my drag set before you know, first thing in the morning, for the line class that you have. And so that's kind of what we preach, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's a tip that gets talked about all the time and probably doesn't have, I think that's the smartest and best thing a guy can do ever. It's something that probably everybody says, and maybe not everybody takes advantage of. I don't think that there's a, you know, there's probably not a way that more fish get lost after a hook gets into one than something like that. And it just takes 2 seconds to, hey, Mike, you think this is okay for 25-pound? And they'll come and pull on it. And just,
yep, sure, yeah.
And the quickest adjustment keeps you ready to go. I mean, I've worked in a tackle store the last 20 years. Every time I still, hey, Art, what do you think about this? Think this feels all right? I mean, it takes 2 seconds to have the opinion of the guy that has seen it, you know, succeed and fail 100 times over. It's such a good call.
Indeed. Hey, good question, Kills. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. You want to get through, there's your chance. I want to mention again that we have 20 different spots on the sold-out event for Searcher Sport Fishing on January 11th. I know probably people have been burning up the emails.
I don't know. I don't think there's 20
Searcher
anymore.
Yeah. Searcher.
According to Celia, the phone's ringing. They're emailing so things are happening in the office there. So
yeah.
I'm not sure what the exact count is, but maybe there's a way to get on a wait list
Get in there. So. Searcher at searchersportfishing.com. Email them. You can get in on that sold-out event Saturday, January 11th. It's the Tackle Talk at the dock aboard the Searcher and, then, of course, at Fisherman's Landing. So, So if you want to get through, Searcher at searchersportfishing.com. Only 20 spots or less,
or less
available for our listeners.
Yeah, we got extra staff that day. We're going to be doing discounts in the shop.
Yeah.
And same deal, just like as an extension, you know, if a guy had some sort of tackle shop question they had, we'll have a bunch of guys standing by, and we're really proud and excited to get to be a part of it with the gang of the Searcher. It's going to be a really fun day.
Yeah, going to be a good one for sure. All right, let's find out what's biting in the Baja.
You got it, dude. It's time for our catch report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, is standing by. And today, this report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, who make smart bilge pumps and switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil if it's into your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's a really cool, smart bilge pump where even if your bilge has water in it, it will push the water out, but it won't allow any of the oil to go. It's a really, really cool design from our friends at Blue Guard Innovations. It's just one of several smart switches and sensors they offer. Check BlueBGI.com, or you can get their affordable products at the San Diego Marine Exchange. Let's find out what's going on in the Baja. What's up, Cashman?
Hey, morning, Ricky. Morning, boys.
Cashman, what happened to your Trojans last night?
Oh, man. Cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded.
I was just talking to Adam. You know, we're staunch USC fans, and we need to get rid of Helton. He's just got to go.
Here we go.
But anyway, Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, where does it, I mean, this time just flies, you know. You get to the edge, you want the time to slow down, not speed up. But, man, oh, man, I'm telling you, just before you know it, we'll be here talking about this next year. So anyway,
that's right.
But fishing, some pretty good fishing going down southern tip of Baja there. Cabo boats have been fishing the Pacific side up at the Golden Gate and then out to the Jaime and a couple of the high spots there. Striped marlin is still the number one billfish down there. Some boats, 2-3 per day releases. Still finding tuna under the porpoise out there. They're getting some, every now and then they'll get into some 80, 90, 100-pound tuna. Along the beaches, you know, you got Sierras this time of year. You've also got a good Dorado bite going on around the Punta Gordo all the way to Cabo there along that whole coastline there. Out about a mile or two, they've been getting a pretty good Dorado bite. So nice fish, 20, 30-pound fish. Mazatlan doing very well for this time of year. Quite a few sails and striped marlin in the mix there. They're also getting a few tuna out about 20, 25 miles. And, of course, Ixtapa Zihuatanejo this time of year is really turning on. That's the great winter fishery down there. And they're getting the sails out about 12 miles, a few blue marlin mixed in with them. Boats that are heading out are finding some tuna. It's kind of a long run, 35, 40 miles. They're finding some tuna, but it's a crapshoot. But when they do find them, they're getting some nice 80, 90-pound fish there. And, of course, along the beaches this time of year, fantastic for roosters and sierras there, along with some big jacks. So some good fishing going on this winter down in the southern tip of Baja and over at the mainland there. But that's the report for this year. Once again, Happy New Year, everybody. And I've got two spots, still got two spots for the El Salto trip, fishing with Corey and I. January 10 to 14, and I'll tell you, I got a email from Billy Chapman Jr., and he says the fishing is red hot on the lake right now. High water, the lake is full, and I'm telling you, those fish are just going off, so it should be a fabulous, fabulous trip.
That's what I hear. Yeah. The fishing is just going off down there, so it should be good. So two spots left to go with Corey. And Castman, wow, what a great thing. Down to Billy Chapman Senior's Lodge there. It's a great lodge, a smaller lodge, just your group and just our group, and that's going to be a fun time now. And don't forget, just a couple spots left on our Loretto Rumble, too, right?
Yeah, four rooms, and they'll be gone here shortly, and it should be a hoot. Like I say, it's over Cinco de Mayo, so sure, Pete, you'll be in charge of all the festivities.
Of course, Castman. Yeah, I'll just follow your suit.
La Mission again?
Yeah, La Mission, right on the waterfront there, right on Malecon. Yeah, it's a beautiful spot. That's going to be a great time. So, Castman, hey, by the way, the tamales are delicioso. Appreciate that.
Oh, no, don't tell Ricky.
Yeah, I was going to say, what tamales?
Yeah. Well, he came. he had to come and claim his hands a knife. That he won during the Christmas Spectacular.
Good call.
Yeah,
good call.
That thing looks sharp. I can't wait to use it on my first fish of the year.
Don't cut yourself. Don't.
Oh, God, it's scary.
They're the real deal.
Hey, Castman, if somebody wants to go down to Salto with you, go down to Loretto with us, how do we get a hold of Cast Tours?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next year.
All right. Great Cast Happy New Year, Castman. Appreciate that. And thanks for all the great reports and all the great adventures throughout 2019. And look for another decade going with Castman. Appreciate that very much. All right. Phones are packing up. You want to get through 833-288-0973. Bill Varney just spiced up the prize package. So only are you going to get a trip on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing, a full-day trip on the Liberty, not only are you going to get half-day fishing for two on the Daily Double out of Point Loma Fishing, you're also going to get the 2020 Bill Varney calendar, the CCA calendar.
Thanks to Bill for that. That's great, man.
How about that?
I like it. The best tide chart in the world, too. Like, I don't know where I'd be without the tide chart on that sport fishing calendar that Bill puts out. Yeah, no doubt.
For sure. Let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
You got it. Well, again, if you want to get your shot, 833-288-0973. That puts you through, just like Dave, who's calling us from Burbank this morning. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning. First off, I wanted to thank Art for sponsoring the day-and-a-half trips on the Searcher for you guys. I had a lot of good time with Benny and Patrick.
Patrick G., he's awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Benny's
sure
got a lot of
info
to pass on, so those guys from Shimano do a great job.
Yeah, I had two questions. One, fishing bluefin, is a moon phase better than any other time? Also, a good rod with lifting power for these bluefin. It's something that helps you lift on them. You know, they pull pretty hard.
A couple of great questions.
You know, moon phase, it's so hard to predict on what's happening with that. You know, some people would say that, you know, around the full moon is the best time to go, but we've seen it good in all phases of the moon. So I would not pick your trip based on the moon phase. Some people do that, you know, they don't want to book a spot until they check what the moon phase is, that sort of thing. But, you know, whatever your schedule is the time to go. And so I would not pick a trip based on the moon phase, because we've seen it good on certain moon phases and mediocre and bad on other moon phases. So I wouldn't pick that.
Yeah, you agree with that, Mike?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that there's a better moon phase for fishing bluefin. One thing I guess I think I've sort of noticed is if they're they're not biting before a moon phase, and then it changes. They seem to start, they either turn on or off.
The changes. They like the change, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And the moon is always changing, so.
It seems like that some of the time. You know,
so go when you can.
There, but.
I'm going to need you to be able to predict good current, ample bait, large bait, and biting fish. So if you could let me know exactly what window that
we'll
is.
We'll get right on that,
I'd like to book that, solid current, maybe downhill, good. That's what I'd like.
Rick, what about a rod? for lifting power.
Sure. I mean, as always, lots of great options out there, and I think it really depends on the person and what you're doing and what line size. Inshore lighter stuff, I like that Terramar series that Shimano has. They're light and inexpensive and good lifting power. And big fish fishing heavy line, I don't know that you can beat a CalStar rod, and it really varies, again, based on how heavy a guy is wanting to fish. But with, you know, say 40-pound being what was probably our most common offshore line size this year, a CalStar Graphiter 700 heavy, I think, is impossible to beat in the world of offshore big fish. I like that 700 heavy because it's enough rod that should you hook a 100-pounder, which, you know, a 100-pounder is never ideal to be fishing on 40-pound, but, you know, you match that with like a Talica 12 and a rod like that, even on a fish that's larger than you probably should be dealing with on tackle, you're never outbun. Yeah, the rod's not going to bottom out. The tip section's still soft enough to help cast a bait, and if you happen to be fishing a little shorter top shot, it's going to absorb a lot of that head shake and loss of stretch you get. A 700 heavy, in my opinion, is like the most comfortable rod to be pulling on 40-50-pound rod that exists. I love it.
It's great. Hey, Dave, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
One thing that we've, you know, I mean, we talk about the rail's your friend on sport fishing boats out of Southern California. You know, you lay that rod on the rail and let the boat do the pulling.
Yes.
I mean, that is, you know,
power.
I guess it's, if you're looking for an IGFA record or something like that, it's not the proper technique. But if you want to put a fish on the boat, then, you know, the rail's your friend.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, is Rick's recommending the 700H over, say, the 700M, because when you put that rod on the rail, you're going to have a lot more backbone and recoil to get that fish to the boat.
Totally, yeah. I mean, a rod that would be more apt to put on the rail tends to have a little bit faster action, and faster meaning the bend stops a little bit quicker, and you've got more lift in the forward part of the rod.
Yeah.
20 years ago, a traditional big fish rod was much slower tapered. You know, you wanted the rod to bend a little more so that the power in the rod was much closer to you. It's kind of like holding a dumbbell. You know, if you hold it close to your chest, you can hold it there for a long time. If you get your arms all the way stretched out, it's a lot harder to hang on to. So on a, you know, on a traditional stand-up, put the rod in your belt and hang on to it, you want that power closer to you.
Yeah.
A rail rod, you kind of want the opposite. When that rod is laying on the rail, it's the part of the rod that's on the outboard side of the rail that's assisting in the lifting. So you want that power a little farther away from you.
Yeah.
Good matched gear will allow anybody, you know, good matched gear and technique, you know, going on the searcher and having a guy like Mike stand behind you and saying, hey, man, you know, put the grip on the rail right up here and, you know, put your reel into low gear and turn the handle like this. It will allow any person, you know, regardless of the amount of time they spent on the water, to be able to catch a big fish.
Yeah, for sure. 833-288-0973.
And when we come back, we got a lot more of that Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, and more great information. You stay tuned to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and we were just talking about lifting power. You talk about lifting power, it's Talica.
Oh, man. The beauty of the reel like the Talica is there's so much power in the reel that you can turn the handle now when you never could before. And, you know, the other thing we were talking about is lever drag, being able to be aware of where your drag is, tons of power. If there was a downside to lever drag, it's that they never would cast as good as a star drag reel. But then once Talica came out, you now have a reel that casts amazing and has all that power and has two-speed. Yeah. There's nothing like it.
And like Rick was talking about, you have Talica 10, smaller but powerful.
Sure.
Talica 12, 16, easily can land bigger fish with that. And then you go up to the beasts, the 20, the 25, and the 50. Can land anything in the water.
Game over.
Yeah, absolutely. So check it out, the entire line of Talica reels at your local Shimano dealer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here with the whole crew from the Searcher. Having good times this morning.
That's right. The two captains, Captain Hart, Captain Mike, are here. And we just got word that there are a couple of spots left on the big Searcher Sport Fishing Open House 50th Anniversary Celebration, Saturday, January 11th. It's from 9 to 2. Open house, come when you want during those hours,
sure.
Right? 10% off tackle at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yeah.
Going to be doing some seminars up at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, showing people how to rig Wahoo leaders, right?
Yeah, we're going to do like a Wahoo leader kind of workshop. And then in addition to that, if there's anything else, and we've got the full crew of guys in there and they're just stoked to get to be a part of it. So whatever, if a guy wants to make a flat fall leader or see how to rig a yummy flyer or pick a surface iron, whatever it might be, we're going to be standing by and just happy to be a part of it, yeah.
Yeah, and then on the boat, take a tour of the boat, have some hors d'oeuvres, refreshments, talk to the crew, get some casting lessons. Mike will show you how to pin a bait on properly, the different methodologies.
He's got a super secret way of hooking a bait there. He gets a lot more bites than me.
It's
a little aggravating if you want to tell the truth.
Okay, so you can get Mike.
Sign me up for that.
So you're
going to
share your super secret baiting method?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can come on down on the 11th. Or
All right. And how much does the event cost?
It doesn't cost anything.
It's free.
That's
all
so
right,
cool, you guys.
So email Celia right now, searcher@searchersportfishing.com. searcher@searchersportfishing.com. Grab one of those last spots available to come down on Saturday, January 11th. It's free. Just come on down during those hours, 9 to 2, and enjoy a fun day on the water.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. The phones are getting packed up. Only one line still open if you want it. 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Charles. He's calling from San Marcos this morning. What's up, Charles? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I was just wondering if my new CalPass ID will work like a passport on your trips to Mexico.
No.
Oh,
is that a U.S. pat? I'm not familiar with.
Oh, that's the driver's license,
right?
With the secure ID.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about, Charles?
Yes, I was talking about that, and I was wondering when your next live event's going to be.
Actually, we'll be doing a live broadcast on Sunday, January 19th at Dana Landing in Mission Bay for the big Bay Bass pre-seminar and sale at Dana Landing Sunday, January 19th. It's going to be a great event, so be sure to mark your calendar. But yes, when you're going down to Mexico, you need passport card or passport, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, which is different than that new secure
ID. The real
ID. The real ID,
That's for the state of California only.
Yeah, or traveling.
You can traveling.
Starting
in October. Domestically.
Domestically in October. Yeah, starting in October of 2020. You'll need that either to take a passport card, a passport, or that real ID. The passport card or the passport will substitute for the real ID.
So a card will work for air travel domestically, just not internationally.
But unless your driver's license does not, if your driver's license in October of 2020 does not have that real ID stamp, you have to either take the passport or the passport card with you when you go on flying, even domestically. Right. But for international travel, you always need your passport or passport.
If you're going on
passport card does not work.
Any trip out of San Diego.
No, flying international, right.
Where we're taking an FMM or a visa, then you have to have a passport a passport card.
Yeah. That's on. But like Recky says, if you're flying internationally, you have to have passport.
Just passport a regular card passport paper.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973.
All right, let's talk to Rory. He's calling us from Wildomar this morning. What's up, Rory? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Long time no hear. I have one good question for you. I was watching Wicked Tuna yesterday. I watched pretty much the whole series. I just got lazy. But they are now restricted to only one tuna per day. Now, that's on the East Coast. Now, is that any different out here for us in Southern California?
Art?
The limit is two per day.
Per person.
Two per person. Bluefin. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you're on a multi-day trip, the boat will have a multi-day declaration on board, and then you would be able to catch six. Or, if it's a three-day trip, you would have two per day for 3 days. You're allowed to keep six.
Six.
Yeah.
And that's in California waters as well as Mexico waters.
As Mexico, yeah.
Yeah, so it's the same on both sides.
Right.
How about for yellowfin tuna?
It's five per day.
Okay.
In Mexican waters.
In Mexican waters.
What about in California waters?
10 per day.
10 per day, yeah.
And can you have a combination of the two? Like, can you have two bluefin and five yellowfin?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plenty of fish for you, Rory.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Rory, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into them. Again, if you want to get your shot, 833-288-0973. How about Emmer, who's calling us from San Diego this morning? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, morning, guys. Morning. I was just wondering, when fishing the bluefin and using the rubber band sinker, do you guys prefer circle hooks or J-hooks?
Wow, another great question.
Yeah, Mike.
Circle hooks.
A lot of fish on that sinker rig this year.
Yeah, circle hooks for sure, without a doubt. A lot of times they you get bit on the sink or your line's not tight. There's a little bit of slack in it, so those fish will inhale it, and you want that circle hook to get right in the corner of its mouth.
What is? Explain the sinker rig and how you rig it.
Sinker rig. So it's a take anywhere from like a 4 to 8 ounce torpedo sinker, put it on a rubber band, and you know usually it's above your fluorocarbon knot, which is about 4 feet of fluorocarbon or so, and you rubber band that sinker onto your main line about 4 or 5 feet above your hook, and you slowly let your bait out. Get it down.
Slowly let your bait. That's important, right?
Well, I guess it's not really slowly let it out. You don't want it to free fall, though. It's sort of a controlled
drop.
Yeah, a controlled drop where it twists up with your weight and it doesn't present the bait properly. You're not going to get a bite that way. If it's all twisted up, you'll know if you dropped it wrong when you wind it back up and it's all twisted up.
Yeah.
I've done it plenty of times myself.
Yeah.
The other cool thing about the sinker rig is this year there was a lot of times when needing to fish a little bit smaller hook than you'd like to fish was part of the deal when you were fly line and having to, you know, having to go smaller and smaller, which, you know, it was great for getting a bite, but then when you're attached to a big fish, you know, smaller hooks just don't hang as good as big ones. And it seems like the sinker rig, you can usually get away with going back up to fishing a bigger hook again. Is that is that fair to say?
Yeah, you'd fish heavier line and a, you know, heavier bigger hook, heavier line, it seems like, when you fish that sinker rig. So it's definitely an effective way when you have, you know, some sort of line shy fish and, you know, they're 70, 80-pound fish and you can only get a bite fly line in 25-pound, you know, you can go up to, you know, 50 or 60-pound on that sinker rig. And sometimes it's more effective if the, you know, the fish aren't up boiling around. You know, whoever's driving the boat will sort of let you know how deep they are in the water column and you can get your bait down to where the majority of those fish are.
Oh,
when do you think's the right time to try it? So put yourself in like the angler shoes instead of up top behind the wheel. When's a good time for a guy to think, you know, haven't had a bite yet, I'm gonna try to fish a sinker. Like, when's the right time to decide to give it a shot?
You know, when we're coming to a stop, you know, but depending on how the fishing's been, you know, within the last few days. But we're coming up to a stop. You know, I'll get on the PA and tell guys, you know, try it right now. You know, same, you know, get bit on the slide with the sinker rig. You know, and you don't see a lot of fish boiling around sort of the start of the stop. A lot of times with those bluefin, it takes a little while for them to get on you. Get up in the water column and start jumping around like, you know, you see them boiling around. It takes a little while. So it seems pretty much anytime you want to fly line a bait, you know, if they're under the boat, or they're around the boat, they're under the boat. So it's, you know.
Sometimes it's like the iceberg. You see two or three jumping around, but there might be, you know, tons of it down below the boat.
Yeah. Okay. Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We're coming to you on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego, a Radio.com sports station.
Defenders break down both shoulders, and Graham catches the 8-yard touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers plays here on 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.